This is Evan Robbins with CFFFFM News. It's been over 2 weeks since the start of the 2026 Peterborough municipal election. In that time, we've heard from a number of candidates and are beginning to get a sense of how the mayoral race could shape up over the course of the next several months. However, one voice you've not heard in CFFF's coverage so far is Jacob Matotz. The 20-year-old Trent student submitted his papers in the first week of nominations, though his mayoral bid has not been bolstered by flashy lawn signs or expensive launch parties. As a matter of fact, he's actively trying to spend no money on the campaign trail. Matotz dropped by Trent Radio House on May 14th to speak to LJI broadcast reporter Evan Robbins about his unconventional campaign strategy and his vision as the youngest candidate currently in the running for mayor.
All right, this is Evan Robbins, full-time broadcast journalist for Trent Radio CFFF 92.7 FM in Peterborough through the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm here talking today with Jacob Matotz. Is that how you say your last name?
Matotz.
Okay.
May is in the month of May, and then King Tut.
Jacob, you're running for mayor of the city of Peterborough. Can you tell me a little bit about your campaign?
Yeah, I think I have a unique position. I'm not spending any money on my campaign. I'm pushing for more candidate transparency, more availability for people to petition to the council and be delegates towards the council. I'm also pushing for better transportation, not only in forms of roads and infrastructure supporting that, but also city busing. I took the bus here. I also want more housing affordability. As a student, I recognize how difficult it is to find housing that is not only affordable, but safe to live in. And I want the council to take that seriously.
And you mentioned you're a student. Are you a Trent University student?
I am, yeah. I'm in the English Literature program in the teacher education stream going into my fourth year.
And how long have you lived in Peterborough?
My whole life, all 21 years of it. But I've grown up and I've seen Peterborough change for better or worse over the last couple of years, and I wanted to be part of that positive impact.
So you mentioned transportation, you mentioned affordability, you mentioned a couple of tenets for your platform. Can you give me any more details specifically about like what you want to see, how you want to see improvements in the social services offered by the city?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very difficult to tackle some of these issues, but I think starting off with council transparency, I'd like to see more availability for delegates, not less. I want more transparency in forms of maybe more days if council does not want to run that long, because I know one of the main complaints was that it was running past midnight or into the long hours of the night. We can have more days where people can come and speak their voice. I would also like more transparency in forms of how they got to the delegate position. I know there was a lawyer that tried to reach out to the most recent delegate regarding the new arena being built, which is another major issue that I think we should pause, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I think it's important that the people who have something to say have a voice to say it. And as that person tried to reach out to be a delegate, it was immediately full, which was suspicious at best. On more housing affordability, I think we need more low-income housing, obviously, and more supports for students. Getting into specifics, I think focusing on our budget, less on entertainment and being more careful with that, and more towards a careful, regulated approach. Obviously, I don't have any notes in front of me. I can't spend any money to print anything, but I'm feeling as though students right now are struggling to not only find a place to live, but also afford that place. And if we're inviting people from outside of Peterborough to live in, it should be a place where they feel comfortable.
So you've been talking about delegations and about procedure. Would you say that you are closely following Peterborough City Council?
I would say that I'm following it more than the average Peterborough citizen. I don't think I would necessarily call myself an expert on council procedures. I follow the news and I'm trying to educate and get more people passionate to follow it. Part of the one things that I've started my campaign with is following more council procedures and their Monday night meetings. On a granular level, I would be honest and say that I probably am not well-versed as you.
It's my job, so I don't know that I'd expect you to be. But speaking of your experience and your level of education, I think a lot of people are going to ask about your age and about your experience. You know, you're running against candidates who have been in the workforce, been in public service for as long essentially as you've been alive. What would you say to people who have concerns about someone so young running for mayor?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Obviously, I'm 21 years old on election day. So I don't have the years of experience that Keith Riel or Jeff Leal did. But at the same time, I think many Peterborough citizens have seen what experience can do and what it can fail to do. I think I offer a unique position in terms of new ideas and bringing a fresh voice to the table that is not stuck in its ways or perhaps lost in terms of connecting to the voters and connecting to the wrong people instead of getting the actual voice of Peterborough. I know there's been many concerns with these career politicians or people who have been in the public service and their connections to potentially interests that are outside of Peterborough or things that don't necessarily align with what Peterborough needs to survive. I think me being young and fresh and having this unique perspective allows the certainty that I'm in it for Peterborough instead of any outside interests.
You know, it's a long campaigning period. We still have about just over 5 months left in this mayoral race. What is your strategy to keep up the momentum over the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a long stretch. I intend to keep knocking on doors as I have been and not just focusing on doors that are routinely knocked on. I'm trying to knock on the ones that maybe they haven't been, and I think I've been successful in that so far. I intend to ramp up social media presence, and also when September and October hits, obviously the students will be back, and I hope to encourage them to register to vote and get out there and vote and realize that they can vote not only here, but also in their home province or in their home city, municipality, sorry. They can vote both here and in their home municipality.
Jacob, thank you so much. Do you have anything else to add before we wrap?
I wanted to say that everybody can register to vote. It's registertovoteon.ca until August 12th, at which point you will have to contact the municipality directly. And to reach any of the candidates, it's also on the Peterborough Voter Information website.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jacob Maytet is one of five candidates currently registered to run for mayor of Peterborough. As of May 15th, 2026, the list of candidates is Michael Eamon, Jacob Maytet, Neil Morton, Keith Riel, and Rebecca Shillamet. Nominations close August 21st, 2026, at 2 p.m. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.
Tell me a little bit more about the idea of this no-spend campaign.
I am not spending any money on my campaign to ensure that more attention is drawn to campaign finances and where people are drawing their money. It's public information, actually. If you go online to the Peterborough website for the last election, you can look at Henry Clark and Jeff Leals, the two most close to winning the mayoral race. Of course, Jeff Leal won, where you can see where they spent their money, where they got their money. And a lot of that money was received from places as far as Toronto, Mississauga, Brampton, and Scarborough. I think it's important for Peterborough to voice their voices instead of their pocketbooks, and where that money's coming from and why they're interested in Peterborough politics is especially concerning for me. I think not spending any of my money on my campaign, you know that I am honest, I'm transparent, and I'm trying to get the voice and not any ulterior motives.